Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael, the star of our show. It's our buddy here, the all-pro defensive end, the sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. We're talking about the truly professional and now radio star, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Great to be with you and also be with you out there, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining our show every week. We sure look forward to speaking with you. And here we are again. Mike, what's
baseball,
happening?
Baseball
just started, and do we care now?
Yeah, because Vin Scully is retired and not calling any baseball games for the Dodgers, and apparently this Bill Plachke, who writes for the Los Angeles Times, caught up with Vinny, and they found out that on opening day, Vin Scully was not even watching the game. He was just done with it, and he said, "I was engaged in that other national pastime." This is a quote from Vinny. He said, "I was engaged in that other national pastime, paying bills. Then I went to the post office to mail them, and now I'm just leaving the car wash." He went to the car wash.
Well, let me ask you. You know, who did that before he started doing it?
You mean announcing? I don't know. For the Red Baba.
Who started paying the bills and stuff?
I'm sure he did it after
67 years. This is his first time.
He was doing it instead of watching the game.
Getting the car washed?
Yeah, he said some people did stop him, and they said it was strange to see me. He said, "I told them I agree." And he says he didn't know about these. "I have to go to the hardware store to pick up some anti-moth product." And then he said, "I'm not sure if I'll get home in time to see it," meaning the game. He said, "Who's winning?" So he was told the Dodgers were winning, and he said, then he was asked by Bill Plachke and all those people there. He said he was asked if he was happy, and he says, "Sure I am. I've got a really clean car," because he was at the car wash.
That was a good one.
I love Vinny.
That was a good one.
And so he was happy. He said he was glad to be with his lovely wife, Sandy, who used to work for the Rams.
Yes, she did. And it's so he gets up in the morning and says, "It's time to wash the car."
That's good.
And then it's time to pay the bills.
Could you imagine being the lovely
Sandy? And Sandy just has to go outside. She's in the backyard holding her ears.
Guys are crazy when he's doing that. Yeah. So anyway, he says, "I'm aware that I'm not where I have been for the last 60,000 years, but I am where I want to be." So the legend.
That's what's important. And Vinny's out there, and he's doing what he should be doing.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years and years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
800-241-2720.
They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt.
Call 800-241-2720. 800-241-2720. That's 800-241-2720.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
In the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. Fred, I can't wait till the show is over because tonight I know you're putting on that blue apron. You're the guy that gets all that great produce and food and meat and supplies all sent right to your door. And you and I like to cook together at least a few times a month, and it's kind of fun. You get spinach, fresh mozzarella, you had that. You had the pizza with the olives, the bell peppers, the ricotta, and all that good stuff. Sweet and sour salmon, one of your personal favorites.
Yep.
And it's all at Blue Apron, so you can go and check it out. You go to blueapron.com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. It's important you put that down there. Go to their website because this Blue Apron, it's affordable. There's variety. It's flexible. It's easy. Everything gets to your house. You love it, don't you?
I really do enjoy it. It's one of the things I look forward to every evening when I decide to do that.
Yeah, when you want to cook at home, and everything's fresh and good, and the menu comes to you each week. And listen to this. If you mention Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, you get 3 meals free with free shipping. So here's what you do. You go to the website, blueapron.com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. You're going to get your first 3 meals. That means they're going to send you a lot of stuff for 3 meals free.
It's a lot of food, actually.
It is. It is very good. And you're going to get free shipping. And then if you want to continue, you can continue, or you can say no thanks, but I think you're going to like it. Get together with your family or a friend or whatever and cook away. Blue Apron.
And if you've got children, it's perfect for kids.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It's perfect. It's
you
great
actually
for them.
Got your daughter to go with the grandkids, and you guys cooked some stuff up, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
In Oklahoma. It's good.
Yeah.
So blueapron.com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. Get your first 3 meals free with free shipping. Don't miss out on that. Now, speaking of food, they've come up with new foodstuffs at the stadiums. And the Cubs have some things we'll get to in a second, but the Dodgers have made some changes. You know they have that very famous Dodger dog. You love it, Fred Dreyer, don't you? The all-beef Dodger dog that they kind of...
It's Farmer John.
Farmer John.
Farmer John makes that dog, but... But
but
it's Nathan's. They're the hot dog of Major League Baseball.
But not at Dodger Stadium. And
not
a lot of stadiums have their own deal.
Yeah, that's right.
So they have this new Dodger burger, because before they had Carl's Jr. in there, you know, Hardee's Carl's Jr. And this is the new official Dodger burger. It comes with the burger, and they've included in that sandwich a Dodger dog on top of the burger, split and cut, stuck on top of it. So you're getting, you don't have to make a choice anymore. A hamburger or a hot dog, you get the hamburger with the hot dog. It has jalapeno peppers. It has onions.
Oh, great. Is there a 911 call that comes with that?
That's why I'm saying people leave Dodger Stadium early, not to miss the traffic. The air gets bad. It flows down low, and the people in those reserve and box seats just leave.
No, can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Sitting next to a guy that's had, you know, usually get two Dodger dogs. If you get two Dodger hamburgers, you're going to be really.
And the mood is fouling up when you lose. But, I mean.
It's really something. And the Cubs have won the World Series, so they have now, like, Doug's Hot Dogs. That's a brand name. They got a lot of
Doug's.
Local. Doug's. D-O-U-G-S. A guy named Doug.
Thanks for the plug, Fred.
Okay. Thank you, Doug. Very good that Doug was here with us in studio.
Doug's Dogs.
Tell them to get out in the bleachers. It's Doug's, my name, D-O-U-G-S, Doug's, at Wrigley Field, the friendly confines. Check it out, Fred.
The next time someone get him a microphone, he doesn't have to shout from the audience.
That's where Doug. The hell is he anyway?
He's in the studio.
He's in the studio somewhere.
Yeah, the audience. So they have that, and they got a bunch of Jim Beam products. So that means they're really drunk at Wrigley Field now. They got Maker's
Well, that's
Mark.
The whole idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
You got 82 shots at it.
Hornitos tequila.
81 shots.
Your favorite, Hornitos tequila.
Oh, yeah.
And the Jim Beam, and they got Maker's Mark products.
They got all the stuff there, and if you dare pull out a cigar.
Goodbye to the right field pavilion.
No. The squad car will come out of center field, across center field and infield, and arrest you.
Can you imagine the stadium's restrooms? They have to keep those things pretty clean. I'm telling you, you might hear moaning and stuff while you're waiting in line to enter. It's going to be tough. So anyway, I thought I'd bring that out for you. Now, you had a prediction for us, you said. Baseball prediction?
I do think that, looking at this stuff, we're three games into the season. But you know something? I think that if I'm going to take a look at the National League, because, the Dodgers are in the National League, and the Cubs and all these other teams, St. Louis, I think St. Louis and the Cubs will do pretty well. I think the Dodgers and the Giants will do pretty well. My big pick is going to be Colorado. They're my dark horse.
They're a dark horse. And some experts have put them in as a possible a team to win the Western Division, the Rockies.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. If they can pitch a little bit, they can score a lot of runs.
They can.
Yeah, and the Dodgers go after they lose these next two games to San Diego. Aren't they going to just...
Well, that was their first season. They're on the road right now.
But isn't everybody going to just use left-handers against the Dodgers?
Well, the Dodgers, they had their season opener and they won the 14 runs or something or other. Yeah. And then the next night they got killed because for some reason, is there something wrong with certain teams just can't hit left-handed pitching? What is the deal there? What's the problem?
Well,
can't they get new guys to come up there and just bring up the minor leaguers for that game?
Well, especially left-handed batters can't hit left-handed pitching.
And that should be easier, right? Lefty to left and left should be easier.
And then they've got right-handed hitters who if you keep the ball low, you've got a slider that goes down and in toward the right-handed hitter's ankles. And they fall for that every
pitch. The other night, I was watching the game as Dodgers and Padres, and they had a left-hander without a sinking pitch, and the Dodgers couldn't hit it. So
Clayton Richard from the San Diego Padres.
That was the guy.
Shut him out. Five hits.
The other night, Mike Trout, by the way, of the Los Angeles Angels, he went 1-for-4 against the Oakland A's, and that was he brought in an RBI, his 500th RBI of his career. He came up with. How about that?
He has 500 RBIs already.
See, Courtney put the story together and left out the most important thing. It was his 500th RBI. That's why we talked about Mike Trout not going 1-for-4 or even getting a triple, but he scored that in his young career, 500 RBIs already of his career.
That's how many years has he been around?
18? No, I don't know. He's only been around, I don't know, four
that
or five.
Doesn't somewhere. Shake out to be a very, very good career. If you get 18 years, you got 500.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's a pretty good deal for him. So that's interesting news over there. Now, what do you think in the American League West? We already said we thought possibly who was the going to be the winner there? Texas?
The American League West. You've got Houston.
Oh, Houston.
Houston,
that's what
Angels,
I mean. Houston.
Oakland, Seattle. I think... Will the Angels be better?
They could be if Mike Trout keeps getting these RBIs. It depends on their pitching. On most teams, it depends on how they're going to do some pitching. They have a great manager.
You can't tell.
They've got a better team.
Cleveland, Detroit, Minnesota, Kansas City. Chicago, Kansas City, Minnesota are out of it. I think that Boston, I think the East, American League East could be a lot of fun. Tampa Bay will be out of it. The Yankees will be out of it.
Boston may be there in that East.
Boston, Baltimore, and Toronto.
Yeah, I think Boston. I think Cleveland and the American League Central. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and what about, I think the Cubs are going to win again in the Central.
Yeah, Cubs will win. So it's,
in the East, probably the Nationals, I'm thinking maybe. Honorable mention of the Mets, potential.
You know, the irony of ironies.
Watch out for Miami, yes.
The irony of ironies is the fact is the National League West has three teams that could win it.
That's it. We'll have straight ahead more for you here. It's the Sports Lounge, the one and only Fred Dreyer on CRN, the Competition Radio Network. Hey, time for us to get some dinner going. And Fred Dreyer, you're a big fan of Blue Apron, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I enjoy that product very much.
They have fresh ingredients mailed to your door. You actually get them sent to your door, meats and produce and all that good stuff.
Yep, when the doorbell rings, I open it up and there it is.
And then they've got recipes and you can cook. And it's very easy to cook and it's kind of fun and therapeutic and all that.
Ginger salmon's my favorite.
Yeah, ginger salmon is good.
Yep, very good. A lot of veggies, salads, and all the knickknacks that go along with it. It's just terrific, very convenient, and also very delicious.
Affordable, there's a variety, it's flexible, it's easy, it's guaranteed. Here's the best part. You can get your first three meals free, this is a trial, and free shipping. All they do is they go to the website, blueapron.com/dryer. That's B-L-U-E. There's your Blue Apron, A-P-R-O-N, then .com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. The first three meals free with free shipping. You can't beat that offer. Go to blueapron.com/dryer.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Every week at this time, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Bassman, talking about Fred Dreyer, the sports legend, the acting superstar, with you every week at this time going over some stuff. Some sad news, Fred Dreyer. Welcome back here to the show, everybody.
Yep.
Pedro Guerrero was apparently, this poor guy got a stroke. This happened like Monday, and he had a stroke, was in a coma. And the doctor said that was over for him, and then he wakes up Wednesday about 7 a.m.
Well, they pronounced him brain dead.
Yes, they did. And he starts taking calls from people close to him from the Dominican Republic, and the doctors declared him, as you mentioned, brain dead. They say he's very much alive, completely conscious, speaking. It's a miracle. He was 60 years old, placed on life support Monday night after suffering a stroke near his home in Queens.
Well, this is God giving him yet another chance.
Yeah.
And let's see what he does with it.
They say it is a miracle. Five-time All-Star, 15-year career. He was great with the Dodgers and did well with St. Louis as well, too. Big right fielder. He always had that upper torso. He still has very strong shoulders and a chest area, but thin legs. He always had problems with his legs, didn't he? Because they were very toothpicky thin.
I don't recall that. I don't know.
No, I do. I used to be a huge Dodger fan back in the day when Vin Scully used to call the games instead of going to the car wash.
Who was that?
Vin Scully, former Dodger.
Gosh, it's been such a long time.
Now let's talk some basketball. Something got you all bunched up about basketball.
I'm looking here in the newspaper, ladies and gentlemen, like I always do. Here I am looking at a picture of Steve Nash, who in 2012 was traded to the Lakers from Phoenix Suns in a multiplayer draft choice money swap that has sunk the Lakers. That trade right there.
When was that done? How many years ago?
2012.
Yeah. They've suffered from that, huh?
Still feeling the effects of this terrible trade. And with all the commitments they made, they went all in. And remember this, it was all because in 2012 they wanted to make a final push for Kobe. They wanted to make sure that Kobe was happy. So they went out and got Dwight Howard. They went out and got Steve Nash. Steve Nash couldn't play, couldn't even walk. As a matter of fact, he shows up and he hasn't played. He hadn't played three games with the Lakers in the 2 years that he was there.
He went into the buffet line on the deal.
Well, he hit the potato salad heavy. That's what I understand.
Well, he wasn't playing.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
It's tough when you pay a player, no matter what the sport, millions of dollars. And, after they retire, they're usually around. There's a players bureau, and they come around and they visit you during the games or whatever. It's tough when you're paying the guy millions, and all he can do is maybe hobble into a special event suite and sit there and talk to somebody for you. And that's the best you can get out of him.
Well, the Lakers, and it was a big draft year in 12, 13.
Yep.
And the Lakers weren't in on it because they gave all the draft choices away for these broken down old guys, and it's just more of the same, and now they're 22 and 55 right now.
Oh, they won 22 games. They might get some draft picks.
Yeah, and the Phoenix Suns are 22 and 56.
They're battling for the poor record, poorest team records. They can get maybe they pick out some draft picks.
Yeah, Brooklyn is 19 and 59.
Oh, they're in there. They got
a good year, by the way.
19
and 59.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it was good music.
1959 was good.
Good music. Fred likes a lot of the 50s doo-wop.
I'm a doo-wop guy.
You're a doo-wop guy.
Street corner.
Speaking of
street
basketball, LeBron James has made he made a plea for better leadership in youth sports. Fortune released their list of the world's 50 great leaders last week and slotted at number 11 between German Prime Minister Angela Merkel and Ohio Governor John Kasich. Was three-time NBA champion LeBron James. I go with LeBron James over the other two. Kasich was on this list, really?
For what?
This was the world's 50 greatest leaders. And
John Kasich?
Yeah, take it easy. Yes, he's on the list with Fortune. Fortune did this.
This guy's a fraud.
Yeah, it's a... Pope Francis was on there, so was Elon Musk, you know, with the Tesla battery.
Oh, that's that, the aftershave lotion guy.
James, no, that's the Tesla battery. And apparently LeBron James, they say, has realized his ambition, his leadership on and off the court, and that's why he wants better leadership in youth sports, and I agree with him on this. I support LeBron on that.
Please.
I think it's good.
These guys are now just figuring out you need leadership to win.
Maybe LeBron could run for governor of Ohio.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Better than Kasich?
Yeah. He'll just bounce basketballs all over the state of Ohio. That's all.
Make sure they're inflated correctly. We're back. The lounge. We're in the sports lounge. Michael Horn with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. And you know, Bill, our friend Bill, she should have me do that stuff for him.
Yeah. Hi to Bill, our friend Tony Romo. Your friend Tony Romo is heading into the broadcasting booth with CBS. Cowboys have officially released the quarterback, Tony Romo, and he's going to become the lead NFL analyst for CBS.
Let me just stop you right here, because I read that. While he was still under contract with the Cowboys and before they decided to do anything with him,
right,
they made the announcement, CBS did, that we're going to fire Sims and hire Tony Romo.
Tony says it was a very difficult decision. I went back and forth. The Texans were at the top of his list if he kept playing, but the CBS offer was too good to pass up. He said it really had nothing to do with the Texans and everything to do with CBS.
Yeah.
He said, I felt like it was the right decision. It was nice to have some clarity.
Yep. The right decision.
It is the right decision for him. I envision playing football? Absolutely not. He said, do I expect to get some calls? Yes, that's the reality. So the one guy from NFL executive mentioned to ESPN that Romo is now every team's emergency backup quarterback in case your starter gets hurt, and those teams would have to pay him to come out of retirement. But Romo said, you never say never, but he said, there's no part of me that wants to play, and I agree with him.
Yeah, that's a smart thing to do. How much is he getting for the contract?
It didn't say. Wow. But he's getting some bucks, I'll tell you. Now, there was a car accident, unfortunately, last Saturday night, and a car was transporting the Patriots Super Bowl trophy to the Cross Insurance Center in Maine, and they struck a deer. And a Maine State trooper made sure the trophy got to Bangor in time for the New England fans to see the trophy on display, but apparently the deer didn't make it. So that's the sad news of this whole thing.
Oh, I thought...
Go on with whatever stupid joke you're going to come up with.
He was going to deliver.
Finish your tasteless joke.
The dead deer instead of the trophy.
Thank you very much. That is terrible. That's absolutely politically incorrect, but that's our show.
You know what else is really terrible?
What?
Did I interrupt you? Are you?
No.
Well, that's what we do here. We interrupt. Yeah. That's all right. We're not like Sean Hannity, though.
No, he interrupts everybody, Sean does.
Yeah, he does. Aaron Hernandez, former New England Patriots star tight end Aaron Hernandez, plans to rest their case, his case, on a double murder trial. He's already serving life without parole.
Right.
For a murder, for killing the fiance of his wife's sister. And so he kills this one guy in a bar because he felt disrespected. Well, that's all you need to do.
That's for you youngsters out there.
Don't they understand?
Don't ever do that.
They understand?
You're disrespected. You should never kill anyone. It's like, how stupid is that? That's dumb stuff.
Well, anyway, Aaron Hernandez signed a $40 million contract for 4 years, and the next 6 months later, he kills three people. All right.
Not good. So, we got some football news for you. So, tell me what you think about this. The Rams have signed veteran center, John Sullivan, plugging a hole they had in their lineup. And this guy, Sullivan, visited the Rams in March, and he played, I guess, with their coach, with the Rams coach, early. early on with the team last year, and so now he's going to be reunited with the coach on the Rams now. So what do you think of that? Is that
a good
deal?
Wasn't he from Minnesota?
Yeah, I think he was.
Well, you got to have a center.
Redskins. He's from the Redskins. The Redskins is where he was.
Well, you got to have a center, don't you?
Yeah, you have to have a center.
You know, when you say hike, ball's got to come from someplace.
Exactly. And so this guy's he's on the team now. I just wondered how you thought about that. Free agent signing. Is that going to help the Rams this year
He's a good player. They'll be all right. And they're doing the right thing by, first of all, getting an offensive coach who's offensive quarterback throwing the ball minded. And you need an offensive line to be able to pass protect and to provide leadership for the offense. And that's what they're doing. And they're doing a pretty good job from what I understand of it. And, the old thing goes is you get the best people you can get and coach them up and really get aggressive in training camp and start running these thud drills where you or stop running these thud drills and start tackling people.
Yeah, so they think that this will bolster kind of their offensive line. And he played with Sean McVay, the head coach now of the Rams. How old is that guy, Sean McVay?
16, isn't he 16? He just turned 16. He's got spiked hair,
he's good.
He's got spiked hair.
So that's a good one for you. Now, also, let's see, what else? We have John Schneider, the general manager of the Seattle Seahawks. He says that Richard Sherman, the cornerback, is truly on the trading block.
Yeah, get rid of him. Run him by the barbershop first and then take him and get rid of him.
Because he's got that attitude. Remember, it started when you watched him play the 49ers a few years back and he had that whole attitude going on there. Everybody was this guy, I think he was. And then Seattle won and almost won a second time in a row. And people are thinking, well, the guy's all right. But he says, a problem. He's starting to bug the team.
You know, the one thing you realize as a player, and one thing you realize soon is the fact is that you are replaceable.
That's true.
No matter who you are.
And so you have to think about that as you're going along with this. So
you
should do it. Yeah. So anyway, so he's possibly on the trading block. Do you know of anyone that might want to pick him up?
Let's see. I might want to call Courtney after we take a break here.
Maybe Oakland or something? Who knows? He might be able to find out.
A team. There's always going to be players who are going to be picked up by these teams.
Go ahead and follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer, and then tell him what you think. And also send him an email so we know your thoughts on that. Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Other than myself and the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, that was my favorite announcer. I don't know who that woman is, but does a good job here. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That is Fred Dreyer, the legendary football professional and acting icon. So here's a little bit of news for you. Since we're talking football, I didn't realize Mark Davis, you know, from owner of the Raiders, apparently says he offered a 20% stake in the Raiders to the Athletics owner to keep the Raiders in Oakland. And that didn't work.
20%?
20% stake he offered him.
Here's what he wanted.
Yeah.
He wanted the owner to cough up some cash.
Some cash is what they needed, yeah.
Yeah, to help put together with the city.
Yes.
And also with the league, a trifecta, three-pronged effect to build a new stadium there in Oakland.
That's it.
And the guy turned him down.
Turned him right down. Okay, so Marshawn Lynch in the news, and apparently he's retired. He was visiting the Oakland Raiders this week, confirming some reports, and his rights are still owned by Seattle, and he's 30-year-old. He could come out of retirement. The Seahawks could decide to keep him. They could trade him. They could release him. And he might want to play in his hometown of Oakland. That's why he was there. But, you know, they're only going to be in Oakland, what, another couple of years possibly, and that's it? Then on to Vegas?
Well, yeah, if he's got a gambling problem, he's it's a perfect timing.
Anybody that has a gambling problem should not be stuck in Vegas, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Well, you know, look, Marshawn Lynch took a year off. Was it a year?
Yeah.
Just a year.
I think it was. He took a year.
Yeah, just a year off. Yeah. Well, that's fine.
He retired.
Probably gave himself a time to... He's probably... you know, in many ways, you can become a better player if you do that.
Yeah, well, what's Pete Carroll, the coach there in Seattle, going to do with this whole thing? He's got, his team is the old boys, the old gang of his is just gone, you know?
Well, here's the deal. Coach and the organization would love for him to stay retired because once he says, I'm not playing, they got to do something with his rights. They got to waive him or they got to trade him. So he's got value, and then that's maybe the Raiders or the team that they do business with. Who knows?
Now, what's his face here? Richard Sherman. Since the Seattle says he's on the trading block, he is open to being traded to the New England Patriots. Now, there's the way to destroy that franchise. Put Sherman on that team. Do you think Belichick can get that guy in line? Can anybody get Richard Sherman in line to play again? Pete Carroll had him going for a couple of seasons there. What do you think?
Well. They've handled some other tough guys.
Yeah. How was that like? You played. What's it like when you got like a ego or personality that may not fit with the team? When you guys went to the Super Bowl, talking to the guys I've talked to, when you go around and do talks and speeches and all that kind of stuff, you could see that there was a camaraderie there between all you guys. To this day, there still is. What happens when you got a guy that, is good and excellent talent but doesn't fit into the mold or work with the rest of the team?
Well, I can only speak for the time in which I played.
Yes.
Those days, there wasn't a lot of people who, once you're put in a position to perform and you've got good teammates and you're with a good organization, then you kind of make the adjustments yourself. You don't have to have someone telling you, hey, you shouldn't stay or do that, But the organization lets them know. Hey, you're fortunate to be here. You're fortunate to be playing the sport. So I highly recommend you shut up Otherwise, you know, the team will take care of the problem.
The team kind of comes in on the guy, sort of, right?
Well, yeah. Not in an aggressive avalanche. Of, right. You know.
Well, sometimes there's locker room brawls, but...
Well, yeah, but it's over other things. But it's not because of guy... I mean, if a guy is going to go to the mat with his teammates over his behavior, you know, it's kind of, you know, what are we doing here? You know, right. I mean, you know, then those types of guys really don't make it no matter where they go.
Yeah. All right. Now, here's another thing. I find this depressing, but that's because, you know, that's just me. But, you know, the NFL has had, the Sunday night, it used to be Monday Night Football, which is still on ESPN, but they put the big network thing on NBC with Sunday Night Football, and they got all the games on Saturday. And then they started doing the Thursday night game. And I guess they were doing some ratings, and then, you know, football ratings were off. So now here's the deal. The NFL is taking the Thursday Night Football to Amazon Prime. That means you got to be an Amazon member, which I am, but I never watch Amazon Prime. I'm just too lazy. I want to turn the TV on and watch a channel. I don't want to have to go to Amazon Prime, but that's the new way, I guess, that everybody's viewing things. What do you think about it? Are you going to watch football on Amazon Prime?
No.
See, you're an old guy like me.
Well, I mean, if I choose to watch it, it'll be on ESPN Channel 7 or whatever it's going to be.
Exactly, it's going to be on a channel.
But there's people who would rather watch. They go to Amazon on their phone and watch the game, somewhere out in the sticks someplace.
Exactly. They're going to have the...
Which is good.
NFL has made a deal for rights to live stream 10 Thursday night football games. This is reported by the Wall Street Journal. And the league says, we're continually looking for ways to deliver our games to fans wherever they watch, whether on television or digital platforms, and we're thrilled to bring Thursday night football to Amazon. That's what Brian Rolapp, the chief media and business officer for the NFL, said. Brian Rolapp. That's R-O, there's your Ro, L-A-P-P, your lap.
Oh, it's a two-P-er.
It's a Rolapp. I think Brian Rolapp was the first guy to give what they called the Rolapp dance.
Yeah.
I think Brian was the first guy to give what they called the Rolapp dance.
Yeah, right. What was that again?
I think that was it.
Was that two P's?
Yeah. Yeah, Rolapp. That's the name. So you have it. Anyway, so the games are going to be Thursday night on Amazon.
Well,
Prime.
Look,
I'll tune them in.
Everything's going to go to Amazon and
eventually.
And to,
you might as well just get used to it.
Netflix. Yeah. You know, and everything else is going to be, soccer.
Some of your shows are going to be going there too. I think some of your stuff.
Well, they already are there.
Yeah, but you're on cable TV a lot with your stuff. On Icon channel.
Well,
with
cable. Money. Cable's going to be gone in.
No, it's not.
15
it's
minutes.
That is not. JoJo says, hello, Sergeant Rick Hunter. I really love your TV show. I watch it so many times. I really enjoy it. I don't mind watching it over and over.
Well, you're a great fan. We had many, many like you, and keep watching.
Pamela says, Major League Baseball's official hot dog. She's talking about Nathan's, right?
That's right.
She says, Hunter gave up chili dogs after season one for healthier fare. Is that true?
Yeah. In the pilot of the Hunter show in 1984, they had me stopping off every 15 minutes to eat a chili dog.
Not good.
No.
You like hot dogs that snap, too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Glenn says, I love your take on the psychopathic observation, more on the Rams. He always wants to hear more on the Rams.
Well, we'll have to make sure we look into that.
Yeah, listen to the show. We've got it for you this week here on the broadcast. George says it's baseball time again. He says it's time for some Dodger baseball. This must be an L.A. listener. He says, I can smell the Dodger dogs in the popcorn. And George, what do you think about the new Dodger burger with a burger and a hot dog?
Well, it's a two-fisted situation you got going there.
Gail says that there's a rumor King's Hawaiian Bakery and Restaurant might be putting in a grill at Dodger Stadium.
Grill. I love that. You've got every eating apparatus at Dodger Stadium now.
Desi says the Sin City Raiders. Not sure if that's a good idea. You've thought about that, right?
Sin City?
Yeah, Las Vegas.
Yeah, not bad.
You like it? Sin City? That'd be good if you could go on that thing. There's a picture that was sent along of you in a series called 4-7 in 1982. What was that about?
I had a patch on my eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
I was played Lieutenant Jean Laguerre of the Special Forces, and we were to fight evil.
Was it a science fiction
thing? 1982. It was a pilot that we did. It was a spinoff of Chips.
All right. Want to email Fred? Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Is flying by here. It's the Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. So you mentioned his name, and it's been a tough winter, a lot of inclement weather across the country, and we're getting out of that now into springtime. You've been in your backyard mowing the lawn, Fred Dreyer, starting the show.
I have.
And for those that don't know, there's a kind of a camaraderie that's been established between you and your neighbor's dog. Is it Vince? Is
that Vince? The neighbors named him Vince Lombardi, after Vince Lombardi. He's a beagle.
Was Vince upset when the trophy almost got taken out by
a deer? He knows
nothing
about it. He's a dog.
You didn't tell him?
No, I
don't
waste my
talk
time.
To him about it. So what do you and Vince talk about? What happens there? It's one of your fences there, right?
Well, there's a fence that separates the two properties. So I go out in my yard, and I do my various things out there in the
trimming
back.
Trimming and everything.
And
pruning.
Then next thing I know, I feel somebody watching me. And I turn around and look up, and there he is with his nose stuck through the fence.
Oh, he growls at you?
Well, he's saying hi. Then I say, hey, let's go, Vince, break it up. And his tail starts to wag. And then, he kind of trots around and rolls on the ground.
A lot of people don't know that about the legendary Fred Dreyer, that not only are you the acting legend and the all-pro defensive end from football, but you are known as not the dog whisperer, but the dog growler. You've been able to communicate through growling. Has that been a trait of yours?
Well, I'm a multi-hyphenate, as you well know.
What does that mean?
Well, athletics, television,
it's good.
Acting, and backyard bowsing.
Bowsing?
Bowsing with the
dogs. Is good. Here's one depressing note here before we leave here. Apparently, there's 15 retailers that have announced closings for 2017. Hmm. Like American Apparel's, all 110 stores are closed. CVS is closing 70 stores. Crocs is closing 160 stores. JCPenney closing 138. Kmart closing 108 stores.
Wow.
Macy's 63 stores. But then they threw out the Trump shirts that I love, so close them down. Office Depot closing 100 stores. Payless Shoes closing 400 to 500 stores.
Well, it's all of this stuff now is on the internet.
Radio Shack. Come on, Radio Shack. Maybe the last place you could go to try to find an AM radio is closing 552 stores. Sears, 42 stores are going to close down.
Yeah, they're good. They're done, Sears. I used to get all my school clothing at Sears in Inglewood.
And you've been depressed every year in the fall when you go back to look for school clothing, which you still do.
Like I am right now, yes. I'm looking for my
socks. Yeah,
my little Levi's with the big cuffs in the bottom.
Yeah. I always had to get the Levi's a little bit longer than you needed because you were going to grow during the year. Correct.
Yes, of course. And my Jack Purcell shoes.
What are the? Let me hold those up.
Jack Purcell tennis shoes.
Those are really.
I don't have them on now.
I had kids.
Kids were good.
Kids.
Keds.
Keds. We call them kids, but it's KEDS.
Yeah, it's KEDS.
Yeah, Keds.
They had no support in them. They were cheap, like $2.20.
Yes. Yeah.
$1.10 per shoe.
Much later on in my life when they started having, Skechers and all this stuff and New Balance and all that. Well, this is a tennis shoe. I think I can get rid of these kids because I had them since I was a kid and they were pretty worn down.
I had a pair of white high-top Keds.
High-tops. They had that cheap canvas on the side.
Oh, they were terrible. You could split them out,
Yeah. The strongest thing was the logo of Kids on the side, right?
On the inside on your ankle bone.
You've been rub your ankle bone raw.
Oh, yeah.
But those were the good old days.
They were great. I used to get a pair of them, and I would run down the middle of the street.
Really?
Yeah, just to see they were white. And so in the evening, they would really show up at twilight time. And I would run from my house all the way down to Alondra Park.
And that's it. You ran on the, we were at the Rose Bowl recently with the Young Professionals Organization. You were running out there and
doing
some sprints.
You can't walk out onto a great field like that and not run.
I tried to run after Fred, but I just...
No, it was obscene. We had to ask you to stop. Matter of fact, they sent a guy over in a golf cart and said, please, would you leave the Rose Bowl?
Vince Ferragamo had to carry me over to Fred so I could attempt to tackle.
No, then he came running over and said, what's wrong with Mike? He goes, I don't know. He thinks he's running. I don't know.
It's the Sports Lounge. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Yeah.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back. Final segment here of the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, tell us more about this pilot you had. This was a series called Force 7 in 1982.
Yes. Yep. It was a spinoff of Chips, and I don't know why they did that, but it was the same producers that did Chips that decided to come up with this character that was a spinoff, and he was a martial artist, and he had a patch on his eye, like I mentioned to you before, and he had a team of people that would go and do research and seek out the bad guys and arrest them, kill them, throw throw them off buildings, whatever they had to do it. But it was an interesting little deal. John Rhys Davies was the villain in the show. And we shot up at Greystone in Beverly Hills there for the run jump of the show, where I break in and I shoot everybody.
So this combined all the great efforts of you throwing people off the roof, shooting them, doing all that stuff in one series,
yep.
Force 7. And you had a patch on you right now. Is that tough to act when you've got to, you know, make eye contact and stuff and you only got like one eye?
Somewhat.
When you were through shooting, did you have a problem trying to use that eye?
Well, they had me chase a guy down the driveway, and I kept veering off into the hedges.
Really? Yeah, take it, Fred.
And I'd stop. I'd say, just a second. I said, you got to get me another patch.
That you can kind of see through, right?
Yeah, so they gave me one that had a perforated hole. So when you put it on, you could barely make out. It was just enough to keep your balance and your equilibrium. As you were running around the damn property.
Look at it this
property.
Way. It prepared you for old age.
Yes, exactly.
Now, someone also sent a picture of you, a photo of you as a real youngster here with a nice looking, the ties you hate. You like solid colored ties, and here you are wearing some kind of a paisley tie.
I don't know when that was. What, that was 69, I think.
Real curly, long hair here. It looks like this might have stuck out from under your helmet. Is this when they told you to get the haircut?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it had to
be.
No,
I did eventually, but you know, yeah.
And then there were some great pictures of you. The best ones I've seen are the ones you did here recently with the cowboy look.
Oh, the cowboy book. Yeah, that's good.
Now, that's our show. You can go ahead and follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Don't forget to email him, Fred Dreyer,
yes.
D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, it's always great to be with you, Mike Horn, and all and our listening audience, and we look forward to being with you next time.